Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Zoe Moon, and I am here to cover the week of February 15th through the 22nd. And we are in solar eclipse new moon territory as of today for you guys listening live. And so I did cover this in depth in last week's show. I will just lightly mention that this means that we are at the beginning stage of a two-week window that has now opened that can help boost us forward. This is in the area of our friendships and our causes, our group affiliations and what we're doing online or at gatherings or with charities, any astrology interests you might have, and pretty much anything that puts you in a social stream. It is also about what you are doing about personal aspirations or original projects or freedom for yourself or for the world at large. And so things that are started under this eclipse have the potential to eclipse out something as part of this major boost into something brand new or next level in these areas. And so we want to be aware of that and proactive about, you know, pursuing the things that kind of are brought forward during this time frame and see where we can take that. So there is that going on behind the stream. But what is really happening that you're really going to feel in this week ahead is a lot of energy going on in Pisces. We have new planets moving into this territory, and we have a somewhat nasty square occurring sometime between Friday as it builds and then Saturday morning as it completes. And so probably most of you guys will experience it Friday evening, I would assume. But any time between Friday and Saturday, it can activate. And so, you know, when we're talking about Pisces, we're going to talk about both sides of this. Obviously, under the square from Mars, squaring Neptune, this is dangerous stuff. This is people acting out behind the scenes in secret, you know, hidden enemies, hidden agendas, deception, secrets, that kind of thing. It can involve addictions or chemicals, the water, the sea. Mars is going to, you know, erupt through travel or foreign people or interests or through legal matters, through the media as per usual. Through educational avenues, through ceremonies, over religion or politics, as per usual. And so we can expect some nasty stuff with that between Friday and Saturday. So we kind of want to get that out of the way, definitely be extra vigilant in being safe during that time. This can aim at institutions as well. It can aim at what else do I want to say? I think that's probably all the main areas where this could play out. And then what we're going to see is that then we get this flood of energy moving in. You know, so here they come to the rescue. Time to get in there and really start to open up the territory. And so what we see with this is Mercury starting a three-week tour on Saturday and the Sun starting a four-week tour on Sunday. So over the weekend, we get both these planets moving in. Kicking in gear, Mercury will bring the news and information and help us get into talks and meetings and writing and interviews and agreements and sales and short trips and offers and decisions. And the Sun will help us show up and get more personally or physically involved, help us stand out a little bit, help us take the lead, make it about our own needs in this scenario. And with this energy, we're looking at, you know, getting involved in the higher side of this Piscean field, which means all of that can be focused on the film, the music, the painting, the poetry, anything muse-related. It can be focused on your spiritual practices. It can be focused on romance. It can be focused on the things you want to do with institutions like hospitals or retreats or spas. It can be about the research that you're doing on projects and really starting to see some momentum in those areas. What else? Anything where you're just kind of pulling back and letting yourself get inspired over these weeks ahead. Everybody might be a little bit more in their head, you know, as we're kind of wandering around in our little clouds trying to figure out what we're doing next. And so, you know, give everybody a little bit of room. Not room like, oh, no, they're going to explode, but room like, you know, if it takes them a minute to get to their point, don't get frustrated. It is an inspired, imaginative energy when it's in its its best light. So there we have it. Those are the main influences in the week ahead. So this is probably going to be a somewhat quick show for everybody, which may be a good thing as you guys get about your business. But I would say for Aries, obviously, you want to be proactive about what it is you are trying to move forward with this new moon solar eclipse energy throughout the week ahead. So anything you're trying to, you know, do, if you're trying to make new friends or launch something with current friends, get involved with the group, the internet, the gatherings, the causes, the charities, the astrology, anything with your personal aspirations or original ideas, you have momentum here now and you can eclipse things out that might be blocking. And then Aries, definitely your ruler is involved with this nasty aspect Friday into Saturday. So you want to be a little vigilant with the travel, legal, educational, media, foreign, wedding, religious, political arenas. There is something hidden there or something deceptive there or something self-sabotaging there, maybe addictive or chemical or, you know, issues with water or secrets, I don't know. Just be careful, you know, Friday night into Saturday. I guess an example would be, you know, imbibing too much wine and then getting pulled over by the law, you know. That could be a bad combination there. And so, you know, look at the two areas and then just play it safe. And then you're going to start to see all this good energy starting to pour into Pisces over the weekend, Saturday, Sunday. This kicks off 3 to 4 weeks for the Aries where you will be able to, you know, get into those talks or meetings or interview or make the agreements or sales or the offers coming in, make decisions, and make it about you, you know, show up, get involved, and further your needs through the artistic realm, the spiritual realm, the romantic realm. Any research and development, investigations, dealings with institutions, or behind-the-scenes interests that you have going on in some way. For Taurus, this solar eclipse energy that, you know, kicked in today for you guys listening live, this whole week ahead you have momentum behind career or personal goals or what's going on with authority figures in your life, bosses, parents, judges, mentors, directors, those types. And so you do want to kind of be aware of things dropping in your lap that you want to be proactive about or setting some, you know, goals for yourself and really being ambitious about it over this week while there is momentum there. Be willing to eclipse out things that are blocking you, holding you back in your journey here. And then with all this Piscean energy, first of all, the challenge with the square from Mars. This is building Friday. I think we'll probably be at its peak Friday night. Does peak Saturday morning, so anytime between Friday and Saturday it can activate. And for you guys, you know, the Piscean energy will be playing out with friends or at gatherings, in groups, online. You know, so I would definitely be careful at what, you know, events and gatherings you attend and what you're doing. I would say with Mars playing out in the financial and sexual arena, and can also be about death or divorce for the Tauruses. You know, definitely would not be the couple nights to whip out the credit card and buy something online maybe, or to lose your wallet at a party or to get into a confrontation that could turn seriously violent at some kind of gathering. You know, so be aware that that is a combination that looks nasty. And that then, starting over this weekend, we see this good energy starting to pour into this Piscean realm. So over the next 3 and 4 weeks, respectively, depending on which energy, you are going to have a lot of momentum then to get into talks and meetings, share ideas, write, interview, make sales, make agreements, take short trips, field offers, show up and get more personally or physically involved, make your needs met or known about, you know. And this will swirl around friendships and group activities and the internet and astrology and charities and gatherings and your own personal aspirations and original ideas. So once we get past this kind of, you know, scary combo, then things really will start to flow in a very positive way, you know, later on Saturday and then moving forward over the next 3 to 4. For Gemini, solar eclipse energy, we talked about all this for everybody in last week's show. I'm just going to lightly touch on it for Gemini. This week ahead, definitely time to move forward into anything new when it comes to publishing, media, broadcasting, publicity, anything educational, anything legal you're trying to do, anything with travel plans or people at a distance, anything with weddings or other ceremonies, or anything with religion or politics. And if you don't want to start something new there, you can, you know, take whatever it is you're already doing there into some next chapter. So, you know, look at what's opening up there. Be willing to eclipse out things that might be holding you back or that are in the way of you really kind of moving forward with this stuff. And then as far as all this Piscean energy for Gemini, it's going to play out, you know, this is really going to be very active in this week ahead, but definitely, you know, for the next 3 to 4 weeks. And we have the challenging aspect to get over Friday, Saturday. So for Gemini, this is either about a personal goal that you're involved with or your career or your reputation or fame or something going on with a higher-up type person, a boss, a parent, a judge, a mentor, a director, you know, somebody like that. So you want to be aware of boundary issues, deception, secrets, addictions, hidden agendas or enemies, you know, in those areas, anything with chemicals or water, you know, and you want to be careful with Mars is the one who's pushing the buttons here, and Mars is the romantic partner, the business partner, the client, the specialist, the agent, the attorney, the competitor, the opponent, some one-on-one kind of scenario here. So, you know, be careful as far as, like, you know, the goals you're setting, what you're doing with the career or those higher-up people and these one-on-one people in the mix. And then the energy really starts to flood in to this Piscean field for Gemini. Saturday, Sunday sets up that 3 and 4 week period of momentum here. So this will help you get into the talks and meetings, agreement, sales, writing, interviews, offers, decisions, and also help you show up and get more personally and physically involved and promote your own needs and stand out a bit on the career front or with those personal goals or with those authority figures. So you're going to get busy there, and it starts this weekend. All right, for Cancer, new moon solar eclipse is in motion now. It will be active all week ahead. It is moving you guys forward. You can start new things, or you can take what you're doing already to the next level, and it is about your sex life. It is about reproductive needs you might have. It is about divorce, a death, a birth, or it is about big financial scenarios, the loan, the inheritance, the bankruptcy, the taxes, the insurance, the investments, the partner's money, the alimony, the child support, those kind of things. And so, you know, if you need to see a financial person and get some, you know, advice there that you can help you make some decisions with that, or if it's more on the personal side, you want to look for things that you can eclipse out that are blocking in ways to help you move forward into that next chapter. And then when we have this Piscean energy for Cancer, it's in the higher-minded expansive zone. So it means that it can be about legal matters, educational pursuits, travel plans, foreign interests, media marketing, publishing, broadcasting, weddings or other ceremonies, religion or politics. So there's an absolute flood of energy headed this way. You're first going to have to get over the nasty aspect that is building on Friday and peaking sometime between Friday and Saturday. So you can have experiences either day. And it would be about one of those topics and some kind of activity going on with hired help, a coworker, the job, the health scenario, the pets or other animal interests, the paperwork, cleaning, organizing, that kind of thing. So, you know, whatever that combo is for you guys, be careful. There could be some, you know, deception, some boundary issues, some, you know, addictions, some water or chemical issues in the mix, something aggressive, you know, so whatever that is. Then as the energy starts to pick up and come into Pisces, you know, Cancer, this is aligned in a favorable way with you guys. It means the next 3 to 4 weeks, starting on later on Saturday and Sunday and moving forward, you're really going to be able to then get into those talks and meetings and agreements and sales and writing and interviews and offers and decisions and show up and make it about you and your needs and what you're doing physically or personally, about the travel, the legal matters, the educational pursuits, the wedding or other ceremonies, the media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting interests, the religious or political experiences. So there you have it. Lots to really be moving forward with that stuff. All right, Leo. Leo, new moon solar eclipse is relationship oriented. Talked about this in depth in last week's show. Just going to skim about it here. This week ahead, you have a lot of forward momentum. It is time to start new relationships, or it is time to take whatever you're doing with those key people already on board to the next level. And so you want to hone in on those romantic partners or business partners, your clients, your specialists, your agents, your attorneys, how you're dealing with the competition, you know, any of this, and look at, is there anything, you know, that you need to eclipse out that's been blocking or holding you back, and how do you launch into that next chapter with these people? And then we are looking at all this Piscean flow for Leo. You're going to have 3 to 4 weeks of just absolute amped up energy playing out in this field that's really going to help you. But first, you've got to get past this kind of challenging square from Mars between this Friday and Saturday. And so let's focus first on what the Piscean energy is for Leo. It is either about your sex life, a reproductive matter, a divorce, a death, a birth, or something big financially, like the loan, the debt, the inheritance, the taxes, the investments, the settlement, the bankruptcy, the insurance, I don't know if I said that one, partners, money, alimony, child support, whatever the big financial thing is, right? And so with the square from Mars, there is the potential that there's something hidden or secretive or deceptive or with boundary issues or with hidden agendas or chemicals or water issues, you know, playing out in something going on there. And with Mars, it's like, you know, really honing in on what's going on with the creative project, the lover, the kids, or the recreational pursuit in the mix, you know. So we got some aggression there. So, you know, whatever that is, be careful, right? And then, you know, then you get this good energy starting to flood in here Saturday, Sunday, moving forward over the next 3 to 4 weeks. So now you can meet people. Now you can get into those agreements and sales and writing and interviews and offers and decisions and proposals and ideas about finances and sex and reproduction and divorce and third-party scenarios and mortality issues. And, you know, it'll be time for you to show up. The spotlight's on you. Get in there physically. Make it about your own personal needs in these matters and move things forward. All right, for Virgo. New moon solar eclipse energy over these next couple weeks. We're in it now. You guys, this week ahead, definitely momentum behind moving into something new or next level with your health, with your work, with coworkers or hired help, anything you're focusing on with animals, paperwork, cleaning, organizing, the details, you know. So look at anything that you can eclipse out that may be holding you back or blocking you, but really it's about moving into something new or next level. Look for those open doors in this week ahead. And then with all this Piscean energy, for Virgo, it's relationship-oriented. So literally over this weekend, we're going to see stuff kick off. It's really going to put you in the hub of relationships for the next 3 to 4 weeks. But first, you're going to have this kind of challenging square from Mars between Friday and Saturday. So there may be an obstacle to overcome here. And so when we're talking relationships, Virgo, this means your romantic partners, your business partners, your clients, your specialists, your agents, your attorneys, your competitors, your opponents, Santa Claus, no, not really, but any of those kind of people. And, you know, with Pisces here under duress between Friday and Saturday, again, there could be those boundary issues, deception, secrets, addictions, water or chemical issues. So you kind of want to watch for hidden things kind of coming up with these people. And Mars is really pushing at this over some kind of activity going on in the home. You know, so that definitely could be, you know, maybe a broken water pipe in the house, I guess, and somebody you're calling out to deal with. Or an argument. Well, I don't want to speculate because I'll get into that with every sign and we'll be here all night. But anyways, so Mars is acting up in the home or with family, roommates, parents. Moves, renovations, or real estate deals in the mix. So be careful around that stuff. Look at fine print and everything Friday, Saturday. Then we have this energy really flooding into Pisces Saturday and Sunday, next 3 to 4 weeks. And this will help Virgos get into those talks and meetings and agreements and sales and writing and interviews and offers and decisions with these key players. And it will also help you guys, you know, get in there physically, get in there about your own personal needs and desires, put your name on the dotted line if need be, move your interests ahead. And so it will be time to then connect with these partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, etc. So there you have that. For Libra, you are in this new moon solar eclipse boost as we speak. And so it is a time to be eclipsing out things that may be holding you back, but definitely a time to be launching into that new thing or that next level thing with your current situation. And it's focused on your creative talents and your creative projects and your creative interests. And it's focused on your love life or your lover. And it's focused on children, and it's focused on recreation for your sign. And so be proactive about the things that are opening up for you in this week ahead, as there is momentum behind those topics. And then with this Piscean energy really starting to get very active over these weeks ahead, starting this weekend, for Libra, you know, this is going to be about work opportunities, moving forward on your health interests, what you're doing with or for animals, anything that you're doing with hired help or coworkers or paperwork or organizing or cleaning. And so first you have this challenging square from Mars between Friday and Saturday. So you do want to watch for boundary issues, deception, secrets, self-sabotaging tendencies, you know. Maybe you're going to couch potato instead of hiking, you know, I don't know, for your health. watch out for, you know, hidden agendas, hidden enemies, chemicals, water issues, those kind of things. You know, definitely I would say, you know, since this is in a health area, there could be, you know, possibly a wrong prescription kind of thing. Watch that you're taking the right, you know, pills that you're supposed to be and you don't grab the wrong thing off the counter kind of thing. Anyway, so we have that going on, and then Mars is pushing at this. Now, Mars is pushing at this locally or out on the roads or in a vehicle, so definitely be careful driving or walking around your neighborhood. It is pushing at this through news and talks and meetings and agreements and sales and writing and interviews and all of that, so there could be some angry words possibly over some of this stuff. And it can also be pushing from the area of brothers, sisters, neighbors, or electronics. Sounds a little frustrating. But anyways, once you get past this, you know, sometime it'll peak on Friday or Saturday. I can't tell which one for everybody. It'll be a little different for everybody, but I think it's at its height Friday night. But anyways, once you get past that, then Saturday, Sunday, we see this flood of energy, really good momentum, good planetary energy that's personally helping you guys get in there, get into those talks and meetings, get into those sales and agreements, get into the writing or the ideas and the offers and the decisions and the short trips and local activities that are about work opportunities and health for, you know, pursuits and what you're doing with coworkers and hired help and animals and cleaning and organizing and paperwork. And with the sun putting a spotlight on you in that, it helps you guys stand out, helps you guys get in there and get more personally and physically involved in these pursuits over the weeks ahead. Definitely can, like, make your needs known and convince other people to do what you need in the scenario. So that'll be a welcome thing, I think. Scorpio, new moon solar eclipse energy in this week ahead. You're in it now. This does give you guys momentum when it comes to pursuing things in the home, about the home, with real estate deals, with moves, renovations, history, ancestry, your family, your parents, your roommates. And so, you know, you want to look at, is there something eclipsing out that's been blocking or holding me back? As part of this brand new start, you can start brand new things in these areas or take what you're doing already to the next level with momentum from the cosmos in this week ahead. And then, you know, with all this Piscean energy really starting to flood up here for Scorpio, it's going to get you very busy either with creative projects, with lovers, your love life, the kids, or something recreational, maybe all of the above. And so first you have to get past this frictional kind of nasty combination Friday into Saturday. And so, you know, when it comes to the creative project, the kids, the lover, the recreational thing, watch for boundary issues, deception, secrets, addictions, water issues, chemical issues, hidden agendas, hidden enemies, you know, any of the kind of challenging sides of Neptune. And Mars really kind of pushing at this in some kind of aggressive way over an object, the possession in question, whatever this object is, or something you're doing about income or a purchase you're making, or your possessions, your products, I don't know. So there's something kind of, you know, solidly part of this story, I would say, you know, maybe stay off the boat, you know, out of the water recreationally, or I don't know, look at the combo, how it pertains to your life. Be careful with aggressions there. And then we see this energy starting to flood into Pisces Saturday, Sunday. Really good energy, really going to help you guys meet people, get into talks and interview and audition and sign agreements and make sales and write and field offers and proposals and make decisions and put your own needs forward and get more personally and physically involved and stand out in the crowd when it comes to love and lovers, when it comes to the kids and the creative projects and the recreation. So that really will start to kick off after you get over whatever this hump is and start to then get into this nice stream over these weeks ahead. For Sagittarius, you do have that new moon solar eclipse boost, and it is in play now this week ahead, trying to get you to move forward into something new or next level when it comes to your writing, your agreements, your sales, your talks and meetings and interviews and auditions, any short trips or moves or local activities, anything with brothers, sisters, neighbors, vehicles, electronics, proposals, offers, decisions. So definitely a time to speak up and to get out there and get go about and see what opens up for you guys. Eclipse out the things that are blocking, but definitely make it about new beginnings or next level chapters with stuff. And you do have momentum there, so keep that in mind. And then with all this Piscean energy, for Sagittarius, it's really going to be flooding for the next 3 to 4 weeks in the home with the real estate deals, the moves, the renovation, the family, the parents, the roommates, the history, the ancestry, anything at the root of your chart. And so, you know, you will have this glitch to get over like everybody does Friday into Saturday, where there can be, you know, some boundary issues or some addictive issues or something with hidden agendas or secrets or deceptions or water issues or chemical issues, you know. And Mars is kind of pushing at you here. So I don't know if you're having to dive in physically or there's something you're angry about personally or just way aggressive about here. But be careful, you know, with whatever's going on in this scenario between Friday and Saturday. And then as you get past that, you start to get all this really great energy flooding into this territory of home, real estate deals, moves, renovations, family, parents, roommates, history, et cetera. And so this will open up the talks and meetings, the agreements, the sales, the writing, the interviews, the offers, the decisions, and help you get in there personally, physically, and make a lead, make it about your needs being met, your name on the dotted line, that kind of thing. And so, you know, start looking for that because it's going to be active for 3 to 4 weeks. For Capricorn, new moon solar eclipse is giving you guys momentum this week ahead when it comes to starting any kind of new income opportunities or taking what you're doing in your income scenario to the next level. It can help you with purchases, product, or possessions. So whatever you want to get that ball rolling on, be proactive about it. It puts out the things that are blocking forward growth, but really go for that new or next level thing in those areas. Look for those openings. And then with this Piscean flood of energy, you know, you guys are going to have this coming through talks, meetings, agreements, sales, writing, interviews, auditions, offers, proposals. You know, it's all communication and information. And then you're also going to have it coming through what you're doing in your local community and neighborhood, what you're doing with your vehicles and your short trips to nearby places and your electronics and your neighbors and your siblings. And so, you know, it's quite a bit in flow here. So first you have to get over this challenge aspect between Friday and Saturday, which will play out with something in one of those areas that is either deceptive or secretive or hidden agenda kind of thing or addictive, you know, so you might hear news or get into a talk with somebody and you're like, nah, it doesn't sound too right. Or there might be something, you know, with chemicals or water issues in one of those areas. Maybe, you know, your neighborhood gets flooded or, you know, I don't know. But just be aware that there is something going on there and that Mars is pushing against this from a hidden arena. So behind the scenes through, you know, something with the arts or the romance or the spirituality or the institution or the research or the actual deception or hidden thing going on. So maybe, you know, avoid going out and about at night by yourself in your local community kind of thing on those 2 days, you know. But anyways, so you've got that little bit of danger or weirdness happening there Friday, Saturday. But then Saturday, midday, it really starts to flood in this great energy. Sunday, you get more great energy. Starts to really pick up and will stay there for the next 3 and 4 weeks, respectively. So this will take those talks and meetings to the next level. The agreements and sales will pick up, the writing opportunities, the offers and proposals, the short trips and local activities, or what you're doing with brothers, sisters, neighbors, vehicles, electronics, and you will be able to get more personally or physically involved and make it about what you need, take the lead, stand out, and so it does take a big turn for the better. All right, for Aquarius, you are in new moon solar eclipse momentum in this week ahead, which is in your sign, which means you are the one who's supposed to be starting something new or taking something to the next level. Maybe time to really focus on your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, some personal need or desire that you have, and promote that, you know, or go for that. Set those goals, get proactive, eclipse out the things that are blocking or holding you back, and go for that new or next level thing. And then with all this Piscean energy starting to really take off this week and then, you know, for the next 3 to 4 weeks, for Aquarius, it's really going to be about income opportunities, your possessions, your purchases, and your product. So first you're going to have the challenge with the kind of nasty Mars square there Friday into Saturday. So, you know, when this means there could be boundary issues, deception, secrets, addictions, hidden issues, water or chemical issues, maybe you want to be careful about what you're purchasing or any agreements you get into to make money or what you're doing with your possessions or products there. Mars is pushing against this from a friend or with an associate or in the group activity or what you're doing online, what you're doing at a gathering of some sort or in pursuit of astrology. Uh-oh. I won't take any Aquarius calls in the next 2 days. Or what you're doing with charities. So, you know, just be aware of that, you know. And then you start to see all this great energy flooding in starting Saturday afternoon onward, get a secondary boost on Sunday. And this is going to amp up the talks and meetings you can get into about income, products, possessions, and purchases. It'll help you interview and audition. It'll help you with sales and agreements, writing, and offers and decisions there and any local or short trip things getting around this stuff. And so you could definitely amplify that over the weeks ahead starting this weekend and start to get more personally or physically involved and make it about standing out and taking the lead and making it about your needs being met in those areas. So really good for this. All right, for Pisces, new moon solar eclipse is in momentum as we are into this week. As we speak, it is active, and so it is trying to move the Pisces forward into something new or into that next chapter with current scenarios that have to do with film, music, painting, poetry, dance, sculpture, or any muse-related artistic outlet. Anything in your spiritual realm, your prayer, your meditation, your yoga, your nature walks, anything in the magic or psychic realm, anything with romance, anything with healing or hospitals or tackling addictions, anything with research or development or investigation. And so, you know, eclipse out things that are blocking or holding back, but definitely is about launching forward into new territory or next level opportunities in those areas. And then for things flooding into Pisces, that's your sign, Pisces. So you guys are really going to get revved up, and it's going to be a 3 to 4 week energy boost for you guys, which should be fantastic. But you just have to watch for this little crazy maker that's going to happen between Friday and Saturday, which will push against you guys, okay? So for the Pisces, you definitely want to be very careful about alcohol or drugs, about secrets or deceptions, about hidden enemies or hidden agendas, about water or chemical issues, and, you know, any boundary issues you might have going on with yourself or with other people. And Mars is pushing against this when it comes to some personal goal you're aggressively going after, or somebody is aggressively trying to block you from getting, or when it comes to your career and something you're dealing with aggressively as a boss or, you know, as the person in charge of your career momentum, or when it comes to that authority person over you, that boss, that judge, that teacher, director, parent, you know, whoever, whoever that higher up person might be. So, yeah, so watch for that kind of energy playing out between Friday, peaking Friday night, but could also linger into Saturday. And then you're going to start to have all this really great energy pouring into your sign Saturday into Sunday, and then it'll stay there for the next 3 and 4 weeks. And so this is going to really get the Pisces out there into more talks and meetings, more agreements and sales, more writing and interviews and auditions and offers and proposals and decisions, and possibly more short trips and local activities, and more focusing on their own needs or their body, their image, their brand, their name, their title, promoting themselves, you know, taking themselves to that next level, being noticed by the world. Really good time for the Pisces to shine, to stand out. So step forward out of, you know, your little watery place. I speak as a Cancer. I know what I speak of. but, yeah, this looks really good once we get past this kind of crazy-making combo. So, hey, that's it. I told you guys it would be a short show. I love you guys. I hope that we get through the week without any more insanity. And this is Zoe Moon. You can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. I'm here every Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, and all the times in between. And I will see you guys next week, God willing. Have a good week.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.